good afternoon. We always appreciate you listening in to the radio program and appreciate you once again being willing to study upon several Bible passages with us from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. As we study today, I wanted to relate to you something that happened to me. We had somebody come to the door, and it was some people from a local Kingdom Hall, as they are referred. They had some literature, a little magazine or booklet, if you will, by the name of Awake, which is published by the Jehovah's Witnesses. It is the August 2006 edition. And this particular one is concerning the subject of blood. Is talking about blood transfusions, why blood is so valuable, and so on and so forth. I thought that it would be good for us to study upon this from the standpoint of a Bible subject and how we go about interpreting the Bible and how we look at what the Bible says, when it authorizes and when it does not. There is an article inside this particular publication called Awake, which says the real value of blood. Now, I have had different kinds and types of literature from the witnesses, and I have found many things that they have supplied unto me to be of great value and reference. There are some things, of course, which we take issue with. Some people are known because they reject the idea of blood transfusions. That is, you go in, you have a surgery, and the doctor says, look, they lost a lot of blood, we need to give them a blood transfusion. And they say, no, don't believe in that, don't want you to have any kind of blood transfusion. Or they say, well, your platelet level is low, we need your blood to clot, we're going to give you some injection of platelets, which are found in blood. And they say, no, don't believe in that, don't want to do anything like that. And so we go back to the Bible, and we wonder, what does the Bible have to say about this? I'm not interested in it just for this subject, but for how the Bible is to be interpreted and how the Bible authorizes us to do things in general. Well, the way it is talked of in this article is that people are to abstain from blood based upon passages like Acts chapter 15 and verses 19 through 29. The article on the real value of blood in the Awake magazine from August 2006 says that shortly after Christianity was founded some 2,000 years ago, believers were given the divine command to abstain from blood. The prohibition was based not on health concerns, but on the sacredness of blood. And once again, they refer to Acts chapter 15. Some argue that this God-given restriction applies only to the eating of blood. But the word abstain speaks for itself. If a doctor told us to abstain from alcohol, we would hardly feel at liberty to inject it into our veins. Well, that certainly sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Until you get to thinking about things a little bit deeper. Certainly, when the Bible tells us that we are not to be drinkers, then that doesn't mean that it doesn't mean God had in mind anything at all like injecting alcohol. You know that back when that was written and said, that nobody would want to do that, and nobody would even want to do that now. So a more parallel thing might be to say, well, if you're not supposed to drink alcohol, what if you have something that the skin absorbs like a lotion and it has alcohol content? Could we not put it on simply because, it might absorb it? Well, the point, of course, is the loosening of someone's morals and the direct biblical injunction not to drink it. And when you go over to the Bible and you talk about the subject of blood, then you have a question of, does the Bible have something that it says we're not to do with blood? And yes, that is, we're not to eat it. We're not to, drink or eat it up, consume it, as you would the flesh of the beast that we are eating for our nourishment. For example, in Genesis chapter 9, and in verse 4, it says, "But you shall not eat flesh with its life," that is, its blood. Therefore, it is the eating that is under consideration. And to say that these Bible passages were talking about things which were not only unheard of back then, but are not really even heard of nowadays, it would be kind of a strange thing. You say, well, it is heard of nowadays that people would inject, at least in one form or another, one person's blood into another if they are compatible with it. And what does the Bible have to say about this, if anything? Well, certainly, those who produce this literature that I referred to believe that it would be wrong for us to accept a transfusion like that. But once again, what did the Bible have to say concerning how blood is to be used? In Leviticus chapter 7 in the Old Testament and in verse 26, the Bible says, "Moreover, ye shall not eat any blood in any of your dwellings, whether of bird or beast." So certainly the Bible did give injunction against the eating of blood. Likewise, there is a rather lengthy passage in the book of Leviticus in chapter 17. For example, In Leviticus 17 and in verse 12, it says, "Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood." These injunctions in the Bible against the eating of blood, well, nobody really doubts that. There are some people who are ignorant in the world, and they go about drinking and eating blood. You find them in other places in the world, like over in certain parts of Africa. There are some who are very fond of, believe it or not, sort of a, and it's awful to talk about it from our standpoint, but it's a like a sausage that has a lot of that in its content over around Germany and such that some people are fond of over there. And, you know, if you talk about it in that way, then it, to us, it makes our stomachs turn. But to them, it does not. So you ask yourself, if the Bible says that we are not to eat the blood, then does that mean that we're also not to receive a blood transfusion? Well, since the Bible doesn't directly relate to the blood from any other standpoint than eating it or consuming it with the flesh, you might say, then that brings on the question of just exactly how far can we extend out in our thinking like that? Well, somebody says, you know that it's not something that God naturally wanted you to do with the blood. You just know that naturally. Well, I don't know that those other people in other parts of the world know that naturally. Do you? And even if it is the case that we knew naturally not to eat it, do we have the same natural inclination against receiving a blood transfusion? I certainly do not. And therefore, I don't see how somebody can say it's not a a natural thing to do, to receive a blood transfusion. Although I can see where they might possibly try to argue that it's not a natural thing for us to eat it. Now, when you look later on from Leviticus 17 and go down through the New Testament, you do see that God was consistent in telling us not to eat of things with the blood. And somebody says, well, God had a different purpose for the blood. And the article here I referred to earlier, entitled "The Real Value of Blood," in this Awake magazine, it goes on to say that the Bible further explains why blood is so sacred. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, representing the human life that He gave on behalf of mankind, is key to the Christian hope. It means forgiveness of sins and hope of eternal life. When a Christian abstains from blood, it says in the article, he is in effect expressing his faith that only the shed blood of Jesus Christ can truly redeem him and save his life. Ephesians 1 verse 7. Well, they took liberties with Ephesians chapter 1. While I do not doubt that it is necessary that we have the shed blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sins, to say that since God said you are not to eat blood, that therefore there is this direct connection here where you're saying in by not eating blood that Jesus Christ has shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Well, you have to realize we're talking about a spiritual concept here. You do not physically come in contact with the physical blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross. It is the significance of the sacrifice of that blood. Now, it's a plain fact that if somebody were to eat the blood with the flesh of an animal, that therefore it would be something that would express, obviously, an action and perhaps also an attitude toward God, based upon Leviticus 17, we can see this, which God does not like. He wants us to consider blood in a different way. But to say that a blood transfusion is the same as the act of eating the blood, that's where, you know, we need some Bible verses, and I just don't find any in the Bible about that. The Bible doesn't say that. Therefore, I just don't really say too much about it. But many times people will speak where the Bible simply has not spoken. Many times people will make an issue out of something that is either not one in the Bible, or they will turn right around and say that something is not an issue, which the Bible does make an issue out of. Now, they do go on to say, interestingly enough, in this article, that the witnesses are well known for taking these Bible commands to heart. That is, they want to abstain from blood. And they don't just abstain from the eating of it, which is the history of it in the Old Testament, but they reject, even it says, all transfusions involving whole blood or the four primary blood components, red cells, plasma, white cells, and platelets. As for the various fractions derived from those components, that is, the things that people get out of and derive from blood when they split it up into its components, and products that contain such fractions, the Bible does not comment on these. Therefore, each witness makes his own personal decision on such matters. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? So they will go out so far and then say, well, after that, you're going to have to make your own personal decision. And all I'm saying is that if you just back up and when it comes to the transfusion itself, say, look, you're just going to have to make your own personal decision here because the Bible does not approach that subject in particular, then they would have the truth of it. The Bible does say that we are not to eat blood, therefore we don't. But the Bible does not specify concerning the blood transfusion, therefore it is a personal decision. I hope that from this particular subject you can gain some good things in your study of the Bible and how to interpret the Bible. Understand that spiritually God does tell us that without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins, and that the blood is for or represents the life thereof. When people receive a blood transfusion, they do aptly call it the giving of life. And as you consider this subject from the Bible, I would like to think that we can consider it from the standpoint of the Bible commands concerning mercy and of kindness to our fellow man and of being neighborly toward them, and not just from the standpoint of saying, well, the Bible says don't eat blood, therefore that means do not receive it in any fashion whatsoever. The Bible does not say that. And if it's going to be silent, then let us be silent along with it and strive to do the best we can with our own conscience and with one another.